Radio free readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Redoubt. This is Radio Free Redoubt, and this is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. I'm John Jacob Schmidt, your host, and if you are a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, then my name is your name, too. This is episode 1836 on this beautiful fall day in the American Redoubt. Thank you guys for tuning in across the free zones and outside the wire. If you're in occupied territory, welcome to you, and thank you guys for tuning in as well. I've got a lot of stuff. I couldn't even get through all my research. There's so much stuff I want to cover, and it's just piling up. But there's a lot going on, isn't there, in our world? And we just wrapped up operations from being mobilized for support for Hurricane Michael, a record-breaking hurricane. I talked about that a little bit yesterday on the radio station, radio stations through the American Christian Network affiliates, Liberty Broadcasting, and. So we're basically wrapped up, but they are still a lot of people hurting down there right now. Fortunately, it is relatively isolated, along the coastal region. So lots and lots of help is coming up, coming into the area. Folks are, they are able to travel a short distance or borrow somebody's, cell phone. Maybe they have AT&T and they have to borrow somebody's Verizon phone or whatever. But for the most part, we're seeing reports of people being able to get out and lots of mobile communications brought into the area. So we did stand down as far as, you know, operational kind of strategic level comms for that area. But hats off to the Ameron operators, the radio operators that just work tirelessly once again. So no more hurricanes for a while. So anyway, good, just a great job on everybody involved. Okay, let's get into the news and commentary brought to you by the author Glenn Tate and the 299 Days book series, all 10 books out. On audio as well, 299days.com to learn more. And don't forget his new bride, Shelby Gallagher, the other author, with book two coming out. Try to land an interview with her, hopefully next weekend, to talk about her second book, The Aftermath, in that A Great State series. So looking forward to that. Okay, here's another hallelujah. I need to find some audio, a little audio hallelujah choir singing. This is beautiful. Hillary Clinton loses security clearance after the server scandal. This is from Washington Times. And it says Hillary has given up her security clearance. Now, in other left-leaning news publications, it's saying upon her request, she's like, could you please take my security clearance away? I just think it would be the right thing to do during this investigation. A little late. I'm wondering why the executive branch didn't yank her security clearance on day one. It should have been the second thing, if not the first thing, after President Trump took office, take down that climate change hoax propaganda off the White House website, and simultaneously have a team over there yanking security clearances. This is just unbelievable. But finally, she and some of her top aides, clearance, gone for now. We'll see. The socialists continue. Oh, by the way, the other thing, too, the other story I didn't put in here, it's probably in some of my other notes. I'll be referencing this. But when Hillary Clinton made the proclamation this week that we need to stop being civil now, it's time to stop being civil toward President Trump and conservatives and those on the right, or basically anyone standing in opposition to globalism, to socialist Democrats, in other words, the communist agenda, a godless communist agenda. She's saying, no more Mr. Nice Guy. We need to stop being civil. Well, first of all, I'm wondering, when were you civil in the first place? Your idea of civil is smiling in somebody's face while you're twisting a knife around behind their back. That's civil. But these people are culpable. This week, in New York City, the Republican office, the Republican Party office, was vandalized with letters saying, we're not going to be civil anymore, and this is just the beginning. And they're right. This is communist revolutionary warfare on the streets in America, and people like Hillary Clinton are culpable in my estimation. And of course, many others as well. From those in the entertainment industry, those in the news, there's a lot of people that must be held accountable, in my opinion. So, speaking of socialists, this new Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who won the swept the election to become a senator, if I'm not mistaken, yeah, the Senate. Well, she's saying we need to eliminate the Electoral College because it undermines democracy. Well, that's the whole point. You lemming? No, this is a what's the word for it? A Bolshevik. We need to start bringing that word back. This is a Bolshevik, essentially. This is essentially a communist espousing communist doctrine. Describes herself as a socialist Democrat, pounding with her fist in the air, we need to eliminate the Electoral College because it undermines democracy. Well, young lady, the whole point of the Electoral College is because it does undermine democracy. It's the whole point, because we're not a democracy. The United States of America is a republic, not a democratic republic either. It is a constitutional republic, which means the law of the land stands. If one person chooses to worship according to his conscience, to worship God, to worship Christ the way he wants to, it doesn't matter if 99% of the whole country thinks he shouldn't. The Constitution stands, and it rallies around the one person who chooses to follow something according to his moral conscience. Even though 99% of you say he shouldn't be able to do that, it doesn't matter because we have the rule of law, the Constitution. This is a constitutional republic. If it were a democracy, then you would have had two major cities essentially electing Al Gore, Hillary Clinton, and others. So, this article here is from Reuters. Now that the Senate has confirmed Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court, some Democrats are turning their fire on the idea that each state should be equally represented in the upper chamber of Congress. The idea that North Dakota and New York get the same representation in the Senate has to change. Not. It was put there by brilliant men on purpose, specifically to prevent the urban dense populations, which typically rally for socialist and anti-American ideals, from stomping all over the rural communities, which is the same thing that we've got going on in Washington State right now, and in California with a couple of those movements, and in Colorado with the northern counties completely being wiped out by the liberal votes in the built-up areas, in the urban areas. So this is exactly what it's supposed to look like, how it's supposed to work, and that's exactly what's taking place. And guess what? The Electoral College stands. From the Jihad Watch Daily Digest, more disturbing stuff coming out of there, the death of Europe as we watch it gasping and gurgling in its own blood after committing suicide. Islamic Jihad, death is life for our people. We can turn Gaza border region into a place not suitable for life. Islamic jihadis frequently affirm how much they love death. Austrian Muslim teenage girls who several years ago traveled to Syria for jihad announced, "Death is our goal." Boko Haram leader Abu Bakar Shekau said, "I'm even longing for death, you vagabond." A Muslim child preacher recently taunted those as he had been taught to hate. Well, so this is just another story. You can read more over there at the Jihad Watch Daily Digest. This was sneaking into Europe. In Sweden, completely overrun. Muslim migrant cuts a man's throat, stabs him 13 times, brags about it. And so what's his punishment? Psychiatric treatment. So he says, when you meet the unbelievers, strike their necks. That's in the Quran. But despite his continued crimes, this guy, Suleiman, has never ended up in prison. In several cases, the courts have judged what is required instead is an ambitious treatment, which basically means probation with special psychiatric and social-oriented treatment plans. And this is what's happening all over Europe as they invite this in. So I applaud those within our government who are standing firm to protect Americanism. Americanism over globalism every time. In Germany, a teen girl was called a Nazi for reading a poem about migrant violence, and then her house was vandalized. The German establishment, like the establishment political and media class all over the West, including the United States, continues to stigmatize and demonize any and all opposition to its suicidal policies regarding mass Muslim migration. 14-year-old feminist daughter of an Alternative for Germany, AfD politician, performed an anti-rape poem preferencing a stabbing by refugees. Referencing a stabbing by refugees. And of course, she was called a Nazi, and then their house vandalized because of this. Unbelievable. I stand with the leadership in Poland, Yugoslavia. I mean, in Poland and Hungary, who are saying, we don't want this. We don't want this in our country. We're not going to allow them. Not one. It's going to disrupt and upend our Christian nation. Good for them. Why are we not doing that? The United States, the light beacon on the hill. But no, we've got former communist bloc countries that are leading the way, doing things we should be doing. All right, let's see here. What else we got here? There's plenty from that. You can go and check that out at the Jihad Watch. Somebody sent me an email saying today is Columbus Day, and that was something I really probably should have talked about last Sunday, the day before Columbus Day, especially an article that I'll talk about here in just a second. Today is Columbus Day, and I recall the storyline taught in schools, but it seems there's more to the story. Unconverted Jews to Roman Catholicism were to leave Spain under the Edict of Expulsion, but they had to leave behind the gold and silver and other valuable items deemed by their law. There was great fear from the Roman Catholic Church that converted Jews would go back to Judaism. Is this why America was founded? Was it under great persecution in Spain? So Isabella and Ferdinand of Spain issue an edict of expulsion of all Jews. Was Columbus Jewish? Yes. Historical documents point very strongly that Columbus was a Jew. Now, whether or not he had to give up his gold and leave behind, he was definitely a conqueror for Spain. One of the best, there's a couple articles here, one to K House, which is Koinonia House, out of Post Falls, Idaho, in in the American Redoubt. And then another resource here is JewishVirtualLibrary.org, talking about the Spanish expulsion of Jews. And we'll put those articles in the highlights and resources posting for this show. But there was a really great article that I came across, and somebody sent it to me. I read it online. It's by Masad Ayoub. He's a Christian. He's a tactical firearms instructor and author, very well known. Most of you have heard of him and read his stuff and probably taken firearms courses or watched his videos. He's also a prolific writer, and he wrote a piece on Christopher Columbus and the versus the Indigenous Day. It was a beautifully crafted piece of work, putting everything in its proper perspective. Not saying Columbus was a saint, but he was an amazing explorer, and it really put it what he did up against the backdrop of what a lot of the indigenous people, especially the Incas and the Aztecs, were doing as far as killing, sacrificing, and cannibalizing, eating their adversaries. So anyways, it's very, very interesting. I'm going to try to find that, and I'd love to try to repost that, but I went back to find it, and it is nowhere to be found. It's like it doesn't exist. It's like all the big internet giants have buried that story and other similar stories. Isn't that interesting, too? Throughout the internet, it looks like it's becoming more and more blatant, it seems, that anything that that does not conform with this globalism, this destruction of our, you know, Western heritage and history, it just gets buried, doesn't it? All right, and also I have a correction to make, and I hadn't researched this; it just kind of spewed right out of my mouth last week when I was referring to the guy. I said I went to the American Redoubt. It doesn't seem very bicycle friendly. You know, I thought Wyoming would be a good state because it was one of the Free State Project candidates, and it was won out by, and I said, I think it was that New Hampshire or Vermont, one of those. Well, it's not Vermont, it's New Hampshire. I think I said Vermont. New Hampshire is libertarian, sort of, whereas Vermont is the home state of Senator Bernie Sanders and is a hotbed of leftist lunacy. So yes, I stand corrected. Thank you for that. It is it's New Hampshire that was the Free State Project number one state. New Hampshire, you know, very libertarian. And before we go into a break here, I want to point you to the wonderful RhinoPack.org, keeping up great work, really tracking down the Republicans in name only and holding these Republicans to account that call themselves Republicans, but they're really just Republicans in name only. Well, these guys are the Rhino, right? That's R-H-I-N-O, Rhino Hunters, for R-H, Political Action Committee. But that's RhinoPack.org. But they've got a drop down, a button that drops down. The button is titled Stark Raving Mad, Crazy Stories. So let me read a couple to you, and then we'll take a break. And this one's titled A Curse Be Upon You. This came out 12 October out of New York City. Having failed to stop President Trump's MAGA, Make America Great Again, which he's doing, and he's still just not tired of winning. It's great. Well, his MAGA new tactics are being devised. Okay, so a coven of witches has been called to conduct occult rituals to put a curse on recently selected Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Okay, now, remember what I've often said. We are in spiritual warfare. So this is not really something you want to laugh off. What I would say, call to Christians, to cover this man in prayer. This whole administration, cover them in prayer against attacks. Because they are actually calling on a bunch of witches to put curses on Brett Kavanaugh. The coven will be, I guess that's like a congregation of witches, a gaggle, a flock. Okay, The Coven will be convened on Saturday, October 20th. The event sponsor, I didn't look that up. I don't know what Coven is. I'm sure I'll probably get about 10 emails saying, hey, Coven is a blah, blah, blah. I'll look it up. Anyway, Coven will be convened on Saturday, October 20th. The event sponsor also conducts classes in demonology, magic spells with the tarot, witchcraft 101, and All Hallows Seance. Wonderful. Tickets are $10, and 10,000 people have expressed quote-unquote interest in attending. Now, the proceeds from this cauldron of evil will be funneled to charities, including the, heads up here, LGBTQM hashtag at symbol alliance and Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion provider. It's not clear if Planned Parenthood will be making baby parts available for the ceremonies. Oh, my goodness. Another one. Trump truck torched. This is Vancouver, Washington, a little closer to home here in the American Redoubt, but it is still occupied territory. A truck adorned with several stickers supporting President Trump was spray painted and set ablaze. See, somebody won't just like key your vehicle. They're going to torch it. This is the communist revolutionaries taking things up a few notches, which is exactly what they promised to do and what their grand leaders, such as Hillary Clinton, has told them to do, Maxine Waters and the like. The word Trump was spray painted on the torched vehicle. A video shows flames spouting from the truck and its charred remains. Democrat leaders are calling for the supporters to attack Republicans where they work, where they play, where they sleep. And Hilda Beast herself has called for an end to civility. Oh, there it is. There's the reference. I knew it was somewhere in my notes, as if they were ever civil in the first place. Patience, tolerance, and restraint are common conservative characteristics. But when their families come under physical attack, well, things could get ugly. Perhaps liberal loons do not recognize the forces they are unleashing. And I think it was Eric Holder also who said, when they're down, when they go low, kick them. Right? Wonderful, wonderful people. All right, segment two coming up right after this. Don't go away. This is the voice of the American Redoubt.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies.
This is Matt Shea with your daily news commentary the way I see it. The 51st state, Liberty State. There are a lot of myths going around, and one of them is we would fail as a new state because we'd be too poor. Too poor? Please, let us wallow in the poverty of our mines, our forests, our hydropower, our data storage centers, our tourism, and our manufacturing. Please, let us wallow in being first in the United States production of apples, Concord grapes, red raspberries, pears, sweet cherries, and hops. Let us wallow in being the second largest potato, wine, onion, edible pea, apricot, and lentils producer in the United States. Please let us wallow in being the third largest hay producer and the fourth largest wheat producer. Oh, and most all of those are grown in the proposed state of Liberty. So Seattle, if we're such a bunch of welfare freeloaders that would be so poor and have been so burdensome on you, why not let us go then? Put up or shut up. At least that's the way I see it. This is Matt Shea. Thank you for listening. Paid for by the committee to elect Matt Shea Republican.
Welcome back. This is segment two. Segment two is brought to you by Selkirk Mountain Real Estate, helping like-minded patriots just like you get strategically relocated to the safe haven, one of the safe havens known as the American Redoubt. Up in the north end of the panhandle of Idaho, get a hold of them today. Check them out at SelkirkMountainRealEstate.com. All right, I beat you to it. I went to Merriam-Webster, and a coven is a there's two definitions. A coven of witches is a collection of individuals with similar interests or activities. And number two is an assembly or band of usually three witches. I call them a gaggle or a flock because, well, witches fly on brooms. I don't know. That got stuck in my head. But it's a coven. So you don't have to email me now and tell me about it. That I probably pronounced it wrong. So I still got more corrections coming. All right, I'm ready for it. I'm bracing for it. Don't forget to check out socialismtoday.info. Additional articles added. I talked to Richard Loudenback, and he's the, by the way, he's the senior editor of the Gem State Patriot. Do an amazing job. They're out of Idaho, and Redoubt News, excellent resources. In fact, those two are resources, the Gem State Patriot and Redoubt News, are both listed on that rhinopack.org website for news, non-left-leaning news resources. Pretty good. Now, this is supposed to be what I try to do segment two, the American Redoubt segment. I didn't really have anything that I really wanted to get into except this. I wanted to pose a question. Is there something that exists like this? Because I haven't had a chance to run this to ground yet to see if there's something like this in the American Redoubt. And if not, first of all, could somebody try to run that down to see if we do have something like this, what I'm about ready to talk about? And if not, could we get something like this started covering the American Redoubt? And I'm referencing a website that a listener sent to me that's called ncfire.info. www.nc is in November Charlie, fire, F-I-R-E, Foxtrot India Romeo Echo .info, ncfire.info. It's based out of North Carolina. That's what the NC is. So that's the question. Is there something like this in the Redoubt? And could we get something like this going? What it is a report of monthly child rape charges by illegal aliens, which we call invaders. This is all in North Carolina. So, but they preface it with this at the top of their website. I've quoted this before. I love this. This is by President Theodore Roosevelt in 1907. Here's the quote. In the first place, we should insist that if the immigrant who comes here in good faith becomes an American and assimilates himself to us, he shall be treated on an exact equality with everyone else. For it is an outrage to discriminate against any such man because of creed or birthplace or origin. But this is predicated upon the person's becoming in every facet an American, and nothing but an American. There can be no divided allegiances here. Any man who says he is an American, but something else also, isn't an American at all. We have room for but one flag, the American flag. We have room for but one language here, and that is the English language. And we have room for but one sole loyalty, and that is a loyalty to the American people. Amen. President Theodore Roosevelt, 1907. And it was just a couple of decades later, my grandfather came as a legal immigrant from Scotland with his father to pursue the American dream and liberties that they had only dreamed of. And I'm grateful for them because that is why I live in one of the greatest nations, then the greatest nation ever to exist in the history of mankind. And on my mom's side, her family all came from Norway and are very grateful for them. None of them owned slaves. They came along way after slavery. They never oppressed anyone. In fact, they didn't get treated very well themselves. But now we have a different America today because the advancement of globalism, which is really nothing more than a global scale communist revolution that's taking place. And America has got to be taken out. Well, in that process, one of the tools that they use that is massive migration, and this website here, ncfire.info, has a list here. This goes 2018, 2017, 16, 14, all the way back, and so this is just 2018. I was astounded at the numbers here. 2018 monthly child rape charges by illegal aliens In September, 9 illegal aliens arrested for 16 child rape sexual assault charges. In August, 14 illegal aliens arrested for 48 assaults. In July, 15 illegal aliens arrested for 37 rape and child sexual assaults. In June, 24 illegal aliens arrested for 98 cases, charges. In May, 21 illegal aliens arrested for 69 rape or child sexual assault cases. In April, 28 illegal aliens arrested for 89 instances, cases, charges. In March, 22 illegal aliens arrested for 46 different charges. February, 12 of them were arrested for 88 cases. And in January, 7 were arrested for 28 cases. This is astounding. This is not counting any other crimes, just specifically sexual assault charges against children alone in just North Carolina alone. This is staggering. It's mind-blowing. And when President Trump cites these statistics, the Democrats go absolutely berserk and start writhing on the ground and twisting and pulling their hair out and foaming at the mouth and calling him a racist, pointing their crooked, twisted fingers at him, saying, "You racist." This has nothing to do with race. Most all of us, I know this is how I feel, and I know this is how President Trump has said he feels, that it is an outrage to discriminate against any such man because of creed or birthplace or origin. I agree with that. So long as he comes here to be completely American and nothing else. Otherwise, you don't belong. Now, I got started right after last week's show. There was a list of President Trump accomplishments that I was going down through some of these. And then Monday morning, I get a little news alert with an article from the Washington Examiner listing 289 accomplishments in just 20 months of relentless promise keeping. Trump's list of 289 accomplishments in just 20 months. Now, I have to admit, there's a few things in here that are not, he accomplished them, but they were not good. But it's on the list. The bump fire stocks, that is not a accomplishment to celebrate. That was a knee-jerk reaction, bonehead move, probably following the advice of some other people. You need to look like you're doing something, because the bump fire thing, it was a knee-jerk reaction to the shootings in Las Vegas, which in my opinion is nothing more than a distraction of what we should be focused on, and that is who this guy was, who's behind him. Now there's evidence now that is mounting that this was probably one of the first jihadi Antifa joint operations. And that came from an intelligence briefing from government officials that's about all the details I can give on that. But that stuff is all being kept under wraps right now. The details of that are being suppressed right now because of the implications. Some of the other further components of the investigation are not disrupted or compromised. So they're looking at bump stocks, and that's not what everybody should. The left is like, yeah, bump stocks. Yeah, that's what we need to be focusing on. Those horrible bump stocks. Whenever you see something that's not adding up, and that whole thing is not added up, whenever you see the right hand waving, look to see what the left hand's doing. Right, this was a distraction, the bump stock thing, in my opinion. So, Now, along the way, there have been some, according to this article, I agree, there have been some disappointments, such as the failing to replace the previous president, who will not be named, CARE, medical, CARE, fund to fund a big infrastructure plan and build the border wall. But the White House believes that despite a lack of media coverage of his accomplishments, supporters know about them and will head to the voting polls to help the GOP maintain control of the White House. You darn right. Keep the president on what CNN dubbed a winning streak. Well, CNN got something right for once. It is a winning streak, and he's still winning, and he keeps winning. I love it. Oh, and speaking of the media coverage, that was referenced here. The Daily Caller, I was reminded of this week. President Donald Trump received 92% negative coverage from the major broadcast news networks this summer, according to a study conducted by the Media Research Center. The Media Research Center reviewed every single evening news story about the president on ABC, CBS, and NBC between June 1st to September 3rd, accounting for just under 2,000 minutes of airtime. The overall coverage was 92% negative, and news stories involving Trump were primarily focused on five topics: the Russia investigation, immigration, the nomination of Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court, North Korea, and U.S. relations with Russian President Vladimir Putin. That's all they wanted to talk about. And it was over 90% negative coverage of this president. While every single time he goes to speak, he's filling up stadiums. Stadiums with lines that are wrapped around an entire city block twice, where people are waiting to get in and cheering and crowds. And whenever the leftists put on a rally, when President Trump puts on a rally, they don't show the crowds on these slipstream media outlets. But they try to set the camera angles up to make it look like there's a lot of people showing up. And there's just like dozens of people showing up to hear leftists speak, and thousands, if not tens of thousands of people. They're packing out every venue where President Trump goes to speak. Despite 92% negative coverage. And of course, this was posted in the Daily Caller. But you can't trust the Daily Caller. They're not necessarily a good source. Well, I don't know. They quoted the Media Research Center. They're the ones that did the poll. Well, let's go to NBC News. They cite let's just go on the conservative side here. NBC News has an article here touting a Pew Research, saying content analysis of the early days of Trump presidency found 62% of the coverage was negative and only 5% was positive. So even NBC News is saying 2/3 of the coverage is against Trump is negative. They acknowledge this Pew Research Center poll. But that was just in the early parts of his presidency. We know they've ramped it up since then. And so now we're pushing 90 to 92% negative coverage of President Trump, and he's still winning. It's awesome. Love it. He's sticking it to them. And here's this list. I'm going to go over some of this, the list of accomplishments. And we'll post this listing, and we'll post this, the link in the highlights and resources posting. You can go read them yourself. Economic growth, jobs. What are the other categories? American incomes. Let me go down through some of these. Economic growth, 4.2% growth in the second quarter of 2018. 4.2% growth. That's astounding. For the first time in more than a decade, growth is projected to exceed 3% over the calendar year. Something that when President Trump said that, the previous president, who will not be named, looked at him in mockery and said, "Oh, really? How are you going to do that? I want to hear how you're going to do that. 3%. I want to hear how you're going to do that." Well, not only did he tell him, he showed him. He's showing us right now. And it's exceeding not only 3%, but it's 4.2% growth. Stick that in your pipe and smoke it, communists. Jobs. 4 million new jobs have been created since the election, more than 3.5 million since President Trump took office, more Americans are employed now than ever before in our history. Jobless claims at the lowest level in nearly five decades. The economy has achieved the longest positive job growth streak on record. Job openings are at an all-time high and outnumber job seekers for the first time on record. Unemployment claims are at a 50-year low. African American unemployment hit a record low of 5.9% in May of 2018. Hispanic unemployment, 4.5%. So that's incredibly low. Asian American unemployment at record lows of 2%. And there's more. I mean, I'm not even covering. I'm just scratching the surface here. He added more than 400,000 manufacturing jobs since the election. Manufacturing employment is growing at its fastest pace in more than two decades. 100,000 new jobs supporting the production and transport of oil and natural gas. There's another segment here with more data on American income category, American optimism category. Small businesses optimism has hit a historic high. The NFIB's Small Business Optimism Index broke a 35-year-old record in August. SurveyMonkey / CNBC's Small Business Confidence Survey for the third quarter of 2018 matched its all-time high. Another category, more stats here under American business. Under deregulation, hallelujah. He achieved massive deregulation at a rapid pace, completing 22 deregulatory actions to every one regulatory action during his first year in office. Did you get that? For every regulatory action that was put into place, 22 deregulation actions took place. You want a little piece of power? You want a little piece of control? Fine. I'm going to take 22 of them away. What other president would have, what other Republican candidate would have done this? What other candidate, I don't care what party, would have done this? He's completely unending the previous president, who will not be named, efforts. That's why they hate him so bad. He signed legislation to roll back costly and harmful provisions of Dodd-Frank, providing relief to credit unions and community and regional banks. Federal agencies achieved more than $8 billion in lifetime net regulatory cost savings. He rolled back the previous president, who will not be named, burdensome waters of the U.S. rule. Hallelujah. That was an environmental grab, by the way, a globalist policy that was being implemented under that previous administration. And President Trump came along with a big fat stick and shoved it right into the spokes of that apparatus. Beautiful. They are writhing right now. They're going nuts right now. And this is why. It's spiritual. It is spiritual. What's causing the level of just hate and violence and to see them seething like this. It's just incredible. He also used the Congressional Review Act to repeal regulations more times than in history. I've got a whole list of tax cuts here. Biggest tax cuts and reforms in American history by signing the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act into law. Worker development, domestic infrastructure, health care. He cut the what's-his-face's CARES, burdensome individual mandate penalty, signed legislation repealing what's-his-face's CARES, independent payment advisory board, also known as the death panels, slashed them. HHS formed a new division over protecting the rights of conscience and religious freedom. Did you get that? He overturned Obama administration's, oh, dang it. He overturned the previous administration's midnight regulation prohibiting states from defunding certain abortion facilities. He signed an executive order to help ensure that religious organizations are not forced to choose between violating their religious beliefs by complying with the what's-his-face CARES contraceptive mandate or shutting their doors. Law and order. This goes on and on. On and on. It's awesome. And I marked this one in red. New rule effectively banning bump stock sales in the United States. Big whoop-de-doo. It's not going to have a single effect on, you just don't cave. You don't give them an inch right there. You just gave them an inch. Even their bump stock, who cares? Who cares if you have one? I think they're, it's kind of, it's more of a novelty item, But I don't really think that highly of them. I don't think it's a big deal. And it certainly isn't going to have any effect on crime or the ability to lay down a massive amount of suppressive fire. So there's all kinds of stuff here. What he's gone after ISIS, trade, what he's done there. Energy, opened up the Keystone Pipeline, or basically a presidential memorandum to clear roadblocks to construction of the Keystone Pipeline. Presidential memorandum declaring that the Dakota Access Pipeline serves as a national interest and initiating the process to complete construction. Hooah. Foreign policy. Here's one right here. This, I'll stand up and salute him right now. Moved the U.S. Embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. That's the man. Withdrew from Iran deal and immediately began the process of reimposing sanctions that had been lifted or waived. Awesome. Awesome. There's no other president, I'm convinced, that would have taken these actions. There's more. Imposing strong sanctions on Venezuela, the dictator Nicolas Maduro, and his inner circle. Who would have done this? Annihilated ISIS. Changed the rules of engagement, empowering commanders to take the fight to ISIS. ISIS has lost virtually all of its territory, more than half of which has been lost under President Trump. ISIS self-proclaimed capital city, Raqqa, was liberated in October of last year. All Iraqi territory had been liberated from ISIS under President Trump. With the previous administration, referred to as the ISIS as just junior varsity, not to be taken seriously. It costs so many lives. Anyway, take a break. Segment three coming up. When we come back, can our house divided remain one nation? An article came out. Really good, too. But I've got some answers to that and some action items for you. Don't go away.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense. Never yield to force. Never yield to the apparently overwhelming might of the enemy.
Over the course of your life, you will find that things are not always fair. You will find that things happen to you that you do not deserve and that are not always warranted. But you have to put your head down and fight, fight, fight. Never, ever, ever give up. Don't give in, don't back down, and never stop doing what you know is right. Nothing worth doing ever, ever, ever came easy. And the more righteous your fight, the more opposition that you will face.
In your hearts are inscribed the values of service, sacrifice, and devotion. Now you must go forth into the world and turn your hopes and dreams into action. America has always been the land of dreams because America is a nation of true believers. When the pilgrims landed at Plymouth, they prayed. When the founders wrote the Declaration of Independence, they invoked our Creator four times. Because in America, we don't worship government, we worship God. It is why our currency proudly declares, "In God we trust." And it's why we proudly proclaim that we are one nation under God. The story of America is the story of an adventure that began with deep faith, big dreams, and humble beginnings.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense.
You have to put your head down and fight, fight, fight. Never, ever, ever give up. Don't give in, don't back down, and never stop doing what you know is right.
Radio Free Redoubt.
Thank you.
are back with segment three. Segment three here at Radio Free Redoubt is brought to you by Strategic Landscape Design. Designs that will help keep you safe and help you thrive on your property to get the most out of it for water access, food supply, energy production, security features. All of this on the property that you have, especially if you're self-reliant minded or if you are looking for a piece of property and you want some expert advice to help you choose. They offer that service as well. Several services. But check them out at strategiclandscapedesign.com. Helping you to achieve a life of liberty. I like that. Okay, there was an article that came out. This was an opinion piece. I could not believe the New York Compost allowed this to be printed in their paper. But it's titled, Can Our Modern House Divided Remain One Nation? So he starts off referencing Abraham Lincoln's debate with Stephen Douglas about slavery. He said, a house divided cannot stand. In 2018, we also are a house divided and must ask whether the terrible biblical saying Lincoln quoted applies to us. Can we endure as a united country? He said, we thought our politics couldn't get any crazier, but the political divide and the breakdown in the trust became even deeper after Brett Kavanaugh hearings when Anita Hill, okay, let me move on here. Moral outrage has become the basic currency of political debate, with Hillary Clinton telling her supporters, you cannot be civil. There's my second reference in my notes here. I knew that was somewhere else as well. And former Attorney General Eric Holder advising, when they go low, we kick them. So have we, as a story in the Washington Post says, hit rock bottom with no clear path up? So he opens this discussion up about whether or not we can be united as a nation. This nation being divided, can we still be one nation with all this division? Well, further down in his article, he says, suppose further that Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Stephen Breyer have left the Supreme Court and Trump fills both seats with conservatives. From prominent Democrats, there are daily calls for resistance in the streets, and our restaurants and theaters have turned into no-go zones for people of the wrong political party. Were that to happen, Lincoln's House Divided would have new meaning, and we'd begin to wonder whether we all belong in the same country. Some of those folks, they are irredeemable, but thankfully they are not America, said Clinton about the millions of deplorables. Yet if they're not Americans, they might reasonably ask themselves to what country they belong or should belong. So he basically seeds the thought of some of these people might not want to be, if they're going to be attacked by the New America, which is also a leftist organization, New America, not to be confused with the super conservative, anti-communist New American magazine. No, there's one called New America, and it is exactly that. They want to make a new America. They want to redefine it. So this guy's starting to pose the question, if we're divided, can we still be America? And implying that maybe some of us deplorables might start thinking of having a different country. Well, and then of course, secession starts sounding palatable. This is what he's implying. He said, maybe we should stare at the possibility of a breakup in its face, if we're ever to remain our old civility and affection for fellow Americans. Before criminalizing honest policy differences, before the online shaming, the Twitter mobs, and the no platforming, before doxing ideological enemies, let's recall that those enemies just might have exit options. Okay, yes, there's, and that's where the discussion of the American Redoubt comes in to play. Now, the American Redoubt is not a secession movement. In fact, the movement to form of the 51st state, Liberty State, is not a secession movement. Nobody wants to not be part of America. But the movement in Washington state is not a movement to secede, but a movement to simply divide, which is provided for in the Constitution. It's perfectly legal. It's perfectly fine. Virginia did it when West Virginia broke off and they formed two separate states, Virginia and West Virginia. It was fine. Everybody, they voted on it and they created a second state. Nobody seceded. Nobody left the United States or the United States of America. They simply formed another state. They said that our views would be more properly represented if we formed our own state. And that's what the people of Liberty State are saying about Eastern Washington from Western Washington. So that's basically the American Redoubt also falls into that somewhat that category because we're not looking for America to break up, but following the history books, now more and more people are recognizing this. In the course of history, nations sometimes fragment and break up. And when that happens, you have a couple of possibilities that comes out of that. You'll either have an invading outside external force exert itself on you and take over and say, we're in charge now, or those fragments of a broken up empire will form multiple self-ruling nation states based on the demographics and geographical and cultural parameters. And that's what the American Redoubt is for, first of all, strengthen this already conservative region by calling for like-minded, conservative-minded patriots to strategically relocate as a way of preserving your values when the rest of the country is turning hostile toward those values that you embrace. And if this country ever does fall apart, which we're on that trajectory, just like if we're going to use history as a measure, then you're already positioned to reestablish something that closely resembles what the founding fathers had in mind when the 13 colonies formed their own nation. So there's no intent ever to declare independence from the United States. That's not even part of the discussion. So that's what these guys kind of starting to drop these ideas. But what we need to do right now is there will not be any building something that resembles what the founding fathers envisioned for America if you don't educate yourselves and others around you. Here's your action item. You've got to know more about the Constitution than just the Second Amendment. Straight up. You've got to know more about the Constitution than the First Amendment, your freedom of speech. There's so much more to it. You have to know the truth and you have to know where you came from. And so I want to talk about that. There is a couple of resources that I've come across. Thursday, I was at an event put on by the John Birch Society where their foreign correspondent, Alex Newman, outstanding presentation, came and spoke to a room full of people. And in the back, they have a table with books and DVDs and things like that about our American heritage and history. And I picked something up off the first of all, before I cover this DVD, a great feature for you to educate yourself with is the website thenewamerican.com. Thenewamerican.com. Their search feature, super powerful for pulling up topics on anything you want to educate yourself on, from homeschooling or public schools, democratic socialists, Agenda 21, Agenda 30, vaccinations, one world government, Islam, whatever it is, from a conservative patriot perspective. If you want to know the truth about these very well researched topics, where three out of the four editors of the New American Magazine must sign off on it for authenticity and researching original source documents and making sure that the that the information is true and accurate. So thenewamerican.com. The other one is a DVD that I purchased off the back of the table in the back. Now, this isn't produced by the John Birch Society. It's actually produced by Creation Ministries International. You can learn more about those guys, and you need to, because this is a huge lie that we need to know how to counter, and our children are being subjected to this in the public schools. Very, very dangerous place for the minds and the souls of our children are the public schools. But creation.com, that's simple, creation.com. It's got a ton of information on their website about this evolution, debunking evolution and climate change and all this stuff. But this, what I bought, what I got Thursday and watched Friday night was this DVD, Evolution's Achilles Heel. Absolutely amazing, mind-blowing information. Stuff I didn't know. They've got 15 scientists, PhDs, doctors that are completely annihilating with science and facts. They're annihilating the evolution argument, completely pulling it apart, unraveling it completely. 15 of these guys making the case on several different things that they're using to go after your children in the public schools. And this debunks all of that. Natural selection, genetics, the origin of life, the fossil record, the geological column, radiometric dating, cosmology, ethical implications, and bonus footage. And I want to pass this out. I'm building up a library of documentaries and this kind of stuff for knowledge and information. I strongly urge you to get that, watch it. You're going to probably want to watch it more than once. There's so much information, is so well done. It's actually angered me. It made me wish I was just in charge. I would have all of these people arrested immediately who are teaching this false junk non-science and forcing it on our youth and attacking anyone who speaks against it. This sacred golden sacred cow that you can't touch. And this just stomps and crushes the skull of their sacred cow. I love it. It's called Evolution, Achilles Heels. It's a DVD put out by Creation Ministries International. So there's something for you to put on your list. It's an action item. There's something else I just started watching last night. It's by the Wall Builders. Of course, you know, I love Wall Builders. We play Wall Builders. You just heard Wall Builders right before Radio Free Redoubt came on. I played one of their podcasts from that previous week on Sunday, just before Radio Free Redoubt. Why? It's because I want to point you to an amazing resource. There's nothing like it. This is second to none about our heritage. Well, they have, and of course, that's just the podcast where they're talking about current events and stuff. But Wall Builders itself has an amazing set of resources. One of those I acquired quite a while back, but I had not made myself sit down and begin actually watching the 10 DVD series on the American Heritage Series 10 DVD set. So I started watching. I watched disc one and two last night, and I've got them right here. So what I watched inside, it's beautiful box that it comes in. But disc one is Why History Matters. Excellent presentation. And then Unearthing America's Christian Foundations, parts one and two. That's just disc one. There's 10 discs here. Disc two is The Faith of Our Founding Fathers, parts one and two. The lies that our nation was founded by a bunch of deists and atheists and a couple of Christians thrown in there. Completely untrue. 90-95% of our founders, that's the leadership in the Revolutionary War, during those who drafted and signed the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, and anybody who had a significant role in the formation of our country during that period, 90-95% of them were very devout, outspoken Christians. All the way up to Daniel Webster and all the presidents, all of these guys. It's just amazing history. It will really reveal the lies that we're seeing. And they've got so many they've got so many resources. But the American Heritage Series 10 DVD set, so far in disc one and two, I learned several things that I just simply didn't know before. And this is really important because God tells us to know our history. And he told his people, the Israelites, remember your history. Know your history. Know who you are. Know where you came from, because other people are going to come along and they're going to try to get you to stray away. And bad things are going to happen if you do that. In Deuteronomy 9:7, Moses tells the Israelites to remember this and never forget how you aroused the anger of the Lord your God in the wilderness. From the day you left Egypt until you arrived here, you have been rebellious against the Lord. So he tells us, to remember God redeeming you, what he did for your nation. In Deuteronomy 6:12, it says, take care lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. Well, so what? Take care that I don't forget the Lord. Well, what if I do? Who cares? I mean, what's going to happen to me? Well, Revelation 2:5 says, remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, repent and do the works that you did at first. If not, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent. In Isaiah 46:9, remember the former things of old. In other words, your history. For I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me. Now, the founding fathers of this country, they knew that. They were men of faith. One very cool story that I didn't know that wall builders uncovered, that is the story about Benjamin Rush. He had a dream. Now, he was friends with John Adams and Thomas Jefferson. I don't know if you guys knew this. Okay, so John Adams and Thomas Jefferson, founders, you guys know their names, they were friends, and then things turned very bitter between them. So they became adversaries. Well, they actually became enemies. Well, they had a common friend, a very strong, outspoken Christian, Benjamin Rush. He was friends with them both. He decided to write letters to them to begin the reconciliation process, because he hated seeing how far they've gone and the fact that they were at such odds and with each other. But what prompted the letters was that he had a dream. He had a dream that these guys would begin talking and that their relationships would be reconciled and that they would go down to the grave together. I don't know if you guys had ever heard of this. I didn't know this. So he wrote this dream in a letter to John Adams. And John Adams says, hey, that's really awesome. But I don't know if that'll ever actually happen, but appreciate the effort. Well, actually, then John Adams actually started to kind of reciprocate. Then Benjamin Rush sent this letter in a dream, this dream in a letter to Thomas Jefferson. And as it turns out, check this out. In retrospect, the amazing accuracy and future fulfillment of several parts of Dr. Rush's dream are absolutely astounding. As accurately described in his dream, Adams and Jefferson did again become close friends. And both of them were like, I don't know, I can't see that ever happening. Well, they did. They did become close friends. They're did indeed follow the correspondence of several years, which is one of the things that was in his dream. He described in the dream, furthermore, the world was favored with a sight of the letters. Of course, everybody got to see it. As entire volumes were eventually published, which contained the letters written between those two in their latter years. Interestingly, 17 years after his dream, they did sink into the grave nearly at the same time, as the two men died within 3 hours of each other on the same day, July 4th. Get that? The 4th of July, 1826, the 50th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. Finally, both expired, full of years and rich in the gratitude of praises of their country, which was predicted in the dream. Isn't that amazing? That was Benjamin Rush, devout Christian, one of many. But there's so many just amazing stories. I'm only in disc two, and I'm really excited to learn more about who these men were, to know where we came from, and everything that went into the formation of this amazing nation. So I want to share that with you guys. We'll put some links there to the American Heritage series as well. And I hope you enjoy. Watch those. Pass them around. Invite some friends over. Make it a 10-week thing. Get together. Have some dinner. And sit down and watch one of these each week with somebody that you know and care about. With your family, your children. Good stuff. All right, segment four, and then we'll wrap everything up here in just a moment at the Voice of the American Redoubt. Are you prepared for an economic, socio-political collapse in America? Do you wonder how something like that could be possible? What would that even look like? I recommend Glenn Tate's 10-book series titled 299 Days. From a lawyer and government insider's perspective, he lays out a plausible scenario that could very well come about if we continue on the path we're on as a country. Through his fictional character, he lays out his own real-life journey to prepare himself and his family for the possibility of a future full of difficult challenges and what seem like impossible choices. 299 Days is a high-action dystopian novel written from the perspective of the average Joe American and outlines realistic plans and action steps that you could implement to prepare yourself and those around you for the difficult possibilities ahead. Go to 299days.com to learn more.
Why are we going to divide the state into the state of liberty? We are dividing the state to bring back our power of local representation that has been completely lost in Olympia for the past couple decades. We've all seen it. Every time our votes are tallied. On TV, we watch as all our votes show up in red as a majority all across eastern Washington. We watch as all the votes show up in red all the way to the southwestern counties, proceeding in red until they get to the far northwest corner of the state. Then the votes suddenly turn blue, completely wiping out the entirety of the rest of rural Washington's vote. We cannot continue to go unrepresented year after year as every vote Eastern Washington makes in unison is cast aside. We are currently united in our voting patterns, and when all those votes show up in red, it is proof that we are united. Our voting history in Eastern Washington proves we are united and that we want the same things. By dividing into the state of liberty, we will be removing that small section in the state that shows up in blue to obliterate our united red vote in eastern Washington. By removing the small blue section, we will be returning our power of representation. Just imagine actually getting what we all voted for a change. That is the guarantee with Liberty State. So join the unified effort to support the restoration of our traditions, values, and the rule of law. Support Liberty State by making a financial contribution to this effort through our website or by volunteering. I'm Lady Liberty, and this is a public service announcement on behalf of Liberty State. Visit us at libertystate.org today.
Back with segment four, the fourth and final segment here at Radio Free Redoubt. Hope you guys are enjoying all this information. I know you're getting the fire hose treatment tonight. It's a lot of stuff, but it's stuff that I thought was just really on my heart to share with you guys. So I hope you're enjoying it. And makes it a little bit longer show, but you can take it in bite-sized pieces. All right, this segment is brought to you by Works Holsters. Works as in W-E-R-K-Z. Works LLC here in the American Redoubt with a lifetime guarantee on all their products. They make custom holsters, magazine pouches, top of the line Kydex gear. And you can learn more by going to works.com. All right. This segment, I want to talk about emergency communications. I've got an article here. It's somebody sent it to me. It's a Yahoo article. Storm left wide swath of Florida in a communications dead zone. Utility workers have been working nonstop since Hurricane Michael devastated a wide swath of the Florida coast, but many in the area remain in the dark without power, phone, or internet service. Utility workers working nonstop to get everything back up and running. Well, there is a lot of folks pouring into that area. They're bringing in, like I said, rescue workers, satellite phones, and they're bringing in portable towers. And because it's so isolated, they're able to bring a lot of resources into a relatively isolated area. So lots happening there. It's amazing how many people still are getting cell phone signals, too, especially as they add these towers. But it was a really great op this week, and it was just really awesome to be able to help handle and track down some welfare traffic. And, you could almost justify deploying into that area, except there's so many government resources pouring into that area right now that you can start running into some interference issues. But if I was in the area, I'd be going in. But we're not asking any Ameren operators to right now. We're just kind of in a holding pattern, watch and wait and see, and we'll just go from there. But there is one thing real quick that I wanted to address one more time, because someone asked me if I would. Someone said, these Baofengs, the FCC's banning them. They won't be able to import them and get them anymore. Would you please address this? Well, yes, I have addressed this a couple times, unless just once. And I'm thinking that I also addressed it at the Prepper Expo. But I know I've talked about this to several folks, and I know I did mention it on the air at least one time. But I'll address it again. And hopefully this should be able to put everything to rest. Now, I'm going straight to the ARRL. That's the Amateur Radio Relay League. They are kind of what I would consider an official source on this, even though FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, is actually the official organization for what's legal and what's not. But the ARRL works very closely with them, advocating for, protecting our amateur radio frequencies from getting taken away and trying to get us new ones all the time. So they've got an article here at the ARRL. FCC cites Baofeng importer for illegally marketing unauthorized RF devices. RF is radio frequency. So let me just read this to you. Bear with me. This was from August 2nd. The FCC has issued a citation and order to Amcrest Industries, LLC. It's an importer and a marketer of a popular and inexpensive Baofeng handheld transceiver, alleging that the company violated FCC rules and the Communications Act by illegally marketing unauthorized RF devices. The FCC asserts that Amcrest marketed Baofeng model UV5R series, which pretty much everybody in this listening audience has one of or more. The UV5R series FM handheld radios capable of transmitting on quote-unquote restricted frequencies. The Baofeng models UV5R and the UV5R V2 Plus were granted an FCC equipment authorization in 2012, which really surprises me, to operate under Part 90 private land mobile radio service, also known as land mobile rules. Now, under this section 2.803 of the Commission's rules, an entity may not market a device that is capable of operating outside the scope of its equipment authorization, the FCC citation said. RF devices that have been authorized under Part 90 rules, such as the model as at issue, must operate within the technical parameters established in those rules. The FCC also maintained that the UV5R 2 Plus is capable of operating at 1 watt or 4 watts, while the Part 90 equipment authorization limits the power output to only 1.78 watts max. Amcrest conceded that the units were capable of operating on restricted frequencies, but told the FCC that, per discussions with the manufacturer, were only capable of operating at 1 watt, the FCC said. So I think they knew better. I mean, it's all over the place. 1 watt or 4 watts. It's marketed that way. But anyway, they're pretending to be ignorant. The company instructed the manufacturer to fix the problem and later confirmed with the manufacturer that all Amcrest inventory on order and in the future would operate only on 145 to 155 megahertz and 400 to 520 megahertz. And for those of you that don't know, that those are the 2 meter and 70 centimeter allocated amateur radio bands on those radios. So you won't be able to go outside of the amateur radio band, and thus they should be legal to operate from now on. Excuse me. While the citation does not mention amateur radio, the UV5R series radios can be programmed in a channelized configuration to function on 2 meters and 70 centimeters. According to the citation, Amcrest had added a warning in its user manuals and marketing and sales material implying that the UV5R V2 Plus could operate on unauthorized and restricted frequencies, including Part 87 aviation service frequencies, Part 80 maritime services frequencies, and frequencies reserved for federal government use. The FCC said Part 90 radios that permit the operator to use external controls to program and transmit on frequencies other than those programmed by the manufacturer are generally prohibited. Okay, so essentially, these radios are not to be legally marketed as amateur radio radios and be programmable outside of the amateur radio bands. That's kind of what it boils down to for us. People liked them and they were very popular because you could program everything from, like I just read, aviation, marine, FRS, MERS, amateur radio, a lot of your public service analog frequencies, and they were just a great little Swiss Army knife of a radio in your pocket. But that's going to close up. Now, don't get too spun up over this, my friends. First of all, if you're serious about radio communications, I strongly recommend you look at something like a Yaesu, Kenwood, or ICOM. They're so much superior, more superior. And you can do what are called Mars cap modifications, Mars modifications to those. Essentially, opening them up so that they're programmable all across the spectrum. Now, some folks would argue it's perfectly okay to open it up as long as you don't transmit, but it's okay to do that for listening on. Well, most of these radios, you can already listen on these radios outside the amateur radio bands. You just can't transmit because it's blocked internally. Well, there are modifications that you can do to these. And one resource is www.mods.dk. That's mods.dk. Mike Oscar Delta Sierra dot Delta Kilo. www.mods.dk for tons of different types of radios for doing modifications to those radios, including opening them up so that they will be programmable. Now, do that at your own risk. I'm not saying you should. I'm just saying that you probably will be able to because the information will be available on the internet should you so desire. But check your regulations to make sure that what you're doing anytime you modify your radio, that it is legal. So you're always going, so the bottom line is these things are still going to be available. So don't worry. Even if they are blocked, there are going to be resources that are going to take you step by step for doing the mod to these if you so desire. And they're still going to be cheap. They're going to be $25 radios. So it just might require a little bit of work for you to do. Okay. And the other thing too is, if you can, or when you get the opportunity to, I recommend upgrading like to a Yaesu FT60 or, you know, one of the Kenwood or ICOM handheld models. They're just great superior models. So that's the skinny there from the ARRL, from the ARRL citing the FCC, the circumstances that the FCC was addressing. So I'm going to post that article at RadioFreeRedoubt.com. We'll see if we do film that up on Amron.com on our Facebook page and Radio Free Redoubt Facebook as well. Okay, guys, I'm going to wrap things up. This is one went a little bit longer than usual, but hopefully you don't mind. Anyway, you guys have a blessed week this week. Thank you so much for your prayers and your support. You really could use financial support if you pray about it, and that's something that you think that Radio Free Redoubt is a blessing to you, then please consider supporting us in that way. We need that as things grow, the costs grow as well. And we're just very grateful for your support, your continued support. So with that, be safe. God bless. Get trained up. Train yourselves. Train others. Learn your heritage and teach others the same. I'm John Jacob Schmidt, and this is Radio Free Redoubt. Good night.